Welcome to the Power Hour with Daniel Brigman. Who am I? I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Daniel Brigman as he continues to take his well-deserved time off. I'm a commentator, columnist, all-around rabble-rouser, and what an honor it is to fill in here on the Power Hour for the next 2 hours. So if you'd like to know more about me, I'm not going to waste valuable broadcast time telling you all about myself, but you can always go to www.karencataline.com. Yes, my name is a punchline. Who knew that my name that I was born with was suddenly going to become a pejorative for white, middle-aged women who complain a lot? I cop to all those things, but it's kind of a racial slur in a way, isn't it? Don't we believe in the content of our character being more important than the color of our skin? Well, not these days, but I'll get into that in a little bit. My point is, sure, I have a sense of humor about my first name, but just think, if the name were Shaniqua, suddenly people would be screaming that that's racist. For people who constantly lecture us about racism, 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 they are showing themselves to be the biggest racists anywhere. I don't care what color people's skin are, and I hope you don't care what color mine is. I put the Judeo in Judeo-Christian, and I think I'm white, but nevertheless, that's not the first thing that I lead with. Nevertheless, my name is KarenCataline.com is the website. There you can read all about me and what I do and that kind of thing. I just posted a great big op-ed, if you will. I don't know how big it is. Mask mandates continue to suffocate liberty. And I'm hoping you'll take a look at that. So, gee, what's going on today? Nothing. First of all, you know, how does a talk show host, I love talk radio, I really, really do, but how does a humble talk show host try to sum up or even address the stunning amount of stuff that is being thrown our way in the waning weeks of the election 2020. All the insanity that we saw starting, about St. Patrick's Day of this year, March-ish, was all about what is going to happen November 3rd, 2020. Well, a lot of it, okay? I am given to trying to look at the big picture here, so if I make broad generalizations, there are always exceptions to the rule. And so about the only thing I could come up with to kind of sum it up, because how do you sum up so much utter insanity? Well, this is for all the marbles, folks. This is for all the marbles. And everybody is on edge. I get phone calls from friends that I used to think were really level-headed, and they're always the last to be flapped, you know, as opposed to being flappable. They're always unflappable, and they are calling me very scared, very worried. Are you getting calls like that? I am. I'm getting calls from people who are, some are buying extra ammo. I read an article where in New York City, which I'm glad I don't live anymore, people are planning on getting the heck out of Dodge or the heck out of Manhattan either on election day or before, and they're gonna wait it out in the Hamptons. I think that's interesting in that this horror's been going on in New York for a long, long time. So I don't know what's going on there. I do still have friends in New York. And it isn't just New Yorkers who are on edge. I just want to say I have never in my life seen such a time as this. My dear parents, may they rest in peace, my father in particular would be stunned at what we are watching in the United States of America today. Now, I'm not going to just make broad generalizations. I'm actually going to make a few comments. But I'm curious about you. Are you on edge? right now in these waning days of the election? Are you worried about what's happening, whether or not Donald Trump? And that doesn't presume that you are all voting for Trump. Let's face it, George W. Bush and a whole bunch of deep staters, or shall we say globalists, have finally come out of the closet. It's taken them decades to tell us they're voting for the other side. They're voting for socialism. So remember all those, remember all that money that the Republicans gave to the Bush family, the shoe leather, the support. Forget all that. They're voting for the communists this time around. Unbelievable. Now, people say to me, by the way, well, Joe Biden isn't a communist. How can you even say that? I've had commentators say that to me. Joe Biden isn't a communist. Why are you such a radical? You're wearing a tinfoil hat. You know what? Anybody who's been watching Joe Biden for the last 6 months or longer knows that this election is not to elect Joe Biden. This election isn't even to elect Kamala Harris, even though most people believe, God forbid, that Biden wins, that Kamala will be president in very short order. By the way, in this 2 hours, we will have one of my favorite guests. We're having great guests, but I hope you will be a guest because I'm going to give you the phone number in just a minute. Trevor Loudon, who is the one I always quote to explain to people, or at least to get the word out, that Kamala, I'm sorry, I just can't help it. I mean, my God, I'll be a racist if I say Kamala Harris is a red diaper baby. You know what a red diaper baby is? It means her parents were card-carrying communists. That's what it means. And Trevor Loudon has the evidence. He's done the research. You think these censoring media and social media is going to report that? Heck no, they're not. Anyway, so here's an observation, among others. The more, well, let me give you the number first. I've just got so much on my mind. If you'd like to call in, tell me how you're feeling in these waning weeks of the election. Are you planning on leaving town? I don't know where you'd go. If you do leave town, generally speaking, you're going to go to a place that has even sometimes more strict mask mandates and Gestapo tactics than where you are. Who knows? The number is 844-769-2944. We may even be able to take calls with our guests for the next 2 hours. I am a really big fan of call-in live talk radio. I know that a lot of you might be listening after the fact, and that's okay, too. There's lots and lots of content to go around. But if you're listening live to the Power Hour with Daniel Brigman, please don't hesitate to give me a call and let me know. Have you got some friends who are losing it? Have you got some friends that are not planning to have a Thanksgiving dinner because they're terrified of the coronavirus that we've been dealing with for 8 months? Information abounds about the fact that it is not nearly as serious as the left and the Democrats and the Democrat governors would have you believe. They are so invested in fear-mongering about the coronavirus, it's about all they've got. Well, except for little thing like socialism. So the number is 844-769-2944. The wonderful Todd behind the glass, as they say, even though I don't know if he's behind the glass or not, but he is our producer engineer, Todd. He will take your phone call, and I would love to take your phone call as well. So here's an observation. The more violence and threatened violence and chaos we're seeing in these last couple of weeks, I can't believe it, of the election, the more brazen and in-your-face the censorship becomes. Is that a coincidence? Is that a coincidence? We've got so many, we have so many email bombshells, or as they like to say, smoking guns, explaining the Hunter Biden and Biden family crime family. And yet, I knew censorship would get worse and worse and worse. That's why the Power Hour and talk radio, which, by the way, the left cannot do. They just cannot do talk radio because they cannot stand to be challenged about anything. Their only response is either to call you a racist or to shut you down, which, you know, in many respects is sort of the same thing. That's the one area in which the left has never succeeded, one of the few. They have infiltrated the media. They have infiltrated education. They have infiltrated, of course, Hollywood and entertainment and colleges and universities, which, of course, are on the front lines of this Marxist ideology. Sometimes it seems totally overwhelming, really, that all of this infiltration and indoctrination could have been going on under our noses. Now, some of us, and probably some of you, have been touting the word, have been acting like Paul Revere and Paulette Revere. I certainly have been. I've been very much trying to alert people. I mean, I think that's what talk radio is all about. But never has it been more important to speak out loudly and proudly, all those rhyming words. Everybody has their own style, but we all have a sphere of influence. And that sphere of influence is much, much bigger than people think. I think people are more, or almost always, more persuaded when information, even advice, unsolicited or otherwise, comes from people they know, comes from people who are face to face. Is it any wonder that this coronavirus hoax, and make no mistake about it, I don't think the virus is a hoax. Neither was H1N1, neither was Ebola, neither was a terrible, terrible seasonal flu is a hoax. But what the left and the Democrat governors in particular have done about this coronavirus and the way they've used it, the way they've used it as an excuse to shut people down, to take away people's liberty, we will get to that in a moment because you start talking to me about masks and I lose my cookies. Now, and I'm not even a Christian. I mean, there are a lot of Christian conservatives that I know that think of it as the mark of the beast and all that. You know, as a person who puts the Judeo in Judeo-Christian, you know, that's New Testament. But I'm also a social worker, among other things in my checkered past. And the psyop of the masks is, in my opinion, diabolical. And what's even worse is the number of people that are complying. Some through coercion, they're being threatened with their jobs if they don't do what, well, it's our policy. So they can't do anything. I don't fault them. But, you know, the stakes and the bullying is going to get worse and worse and worse, especially, God forbid, if Biden gets elected. It's just hard to believe that in a free country with a proud heritage of constitutional liberty and a constitutional republic in which we revere so greatly the five premises of the First Amendment, and watch me, I'll forget one, freedom of speech, religion, the press, to petition our government and all of that. I know I always miss one. You can call me and tell me. 844-762-944. But we know that there are actually five different pillars in the First Amendment, that all of those and more are under attack right now. In fact, there's an indoctrination thing going that makes it so young people and even people a whole lot older don't really believe in free speech, free expression, either the spirit or the letter of the law. A lot of people get confused, or they don't know that truly the letter of the First Amendment, which of course Amy Coney Barrett could explain beautifully to those many of those goons over there in the hearings last week, is that the government cannot punish you for the words you speak. The government cannot punish you for what you say. But we've also had a very free, very proud heritage in this country that the antidote to free speech, to horrible speech, ugly speech, even hate speech, which isn't illegal, by the way, or ought not to be, is more speech. The antidote to racism and hatred and ugly bigotry is to shine a bright light on it and to use your voice to point it out, to call it out. Now we have an indoctrinated public, young people, but not just they, not just them, but a lot of people who believe that what you think and what you say is worse than what you do. That's a philosophy that is the antithesis of what America stands for. We do not punish people on what they think. Even if you're an ignoramus, even if you're an idiot, you're not supposed to get punished for what you think or even what you say unless you're yelling fire in a crowded theater. But here's what I'm leading up to. It's hard to overestimate the significance of Twitter shutting people down for calling attention to the Hunter Biden smoking gun of emails showing, I can't think of another word, that Hunter Biden and the Biden family are guilty of precisely that which the left tried to impeach Donald Trump for. Did you know you're not supposed to end a sentence with a preposition? But here's the thing, or as Biden would say, here's the deal. And then he goes on to make not a lot of sense. So hopefully I will make more sense. Censorship is a deadly serious business, especially in America. And I'm seeing it every darn day. I'm seeing examples of it. I expected it. Did you? Did you expect it to get worse and worse and worse the closer we got to the election? More blatant, more brazen? They don't even care if you don't like it. Now, granted, and you know the argument here, I'm pretty sure you do, Twitter, Facebook, Google, all of these social media conglomerates, massive tech companies, are not the government. But they do indeed have a monopoly, and they've been protected by the government to be able to decide what is and is not acceptable speech. Does it sound like Stalinism to you? Well, it ought to, because that's precisely what it is. You know, we are so caught up in the idea that it's the government doing it. But guess what? These social media giants are clearly come down on the side of the left, on the side of centralized planning, one of the cornerstones of socialism, and a whole host of very, very dangerous things that are not even remotely American or the tradition of America. And because I have a tendency to go down rabbit holes, remember what seemed like, I don't know, 10 years ago when the left was talking about 57 genders? Really, it was just right before the coronavirus, which does seem like 10 years ago. We heard the left, they love to create new pieces of information, new lingo, new language, and one of them was cultural misappropriation. Well, again, they accuse us and their enemies of exactly what they do. They are misappropriating American culture, but we're not on top of it. We're always reacting instead of acting. So I encourage you in this minute or two before the break to speak out loudly And just talk to your sphere of influence in your own inimitable way. And also take a look at my latest piece. It has a goofy cartoon on the front of a guy with his eyes popping out getting choked. And the article reads, "Mask mandates continue to suffocate liberty." Did you think that the mask mandates were going to continue when they told you they were only going to be for 15 weeks? I mean, 15 days? 15 days to slow the spread. Well, I knew, and I bet you knew, that once big government tyrants get a hold of power, they don't give it up. So, there you have it. We will have a wonderful guest coming up right after this, and you can call in the next half hour, 844-769-2944. It's Karen Cataline filling in for the great Daniel Brigman, who gets to take some family leave time. I think that's great. You probably know that. I want to see pictures, don't you? So do go to my website. Last shameless plug, www.karencataline.com. When we come back, let me tell you who we're going to have real quickly. We're going to have John Zemirak. Ah, he's great. I love him. And we're going to talk a lot about Amy Coney Barrett, about religious persecution, and a whole lot more after this. You're listening to the Power Hour here, and we'll be right back right after this. Stay tuned.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. They receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back to the Power Hour with Daniel Brigman. I'm your happy fill-in host, Karen Cataline. And I am delighted. I have interviewed this gentleman many times on a variety of different programs that I do. And I love having him on because the man is prolific. His name is John Zmirak, senior editor at The Stream. He was press secretary for Louisiana Governor Mike Foster, as well as a reporter and editor at Success Magazine and Investors Business Daily. He is co-author of 13 books and author of the recent Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration. Remember that issue? It's not much of an issue these days because, gosh, so much is going on. Welcome to the Power Hour, John Zmirak.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Good. Well, it's our pleasure, really, and I love having you on. You are an unabashed Catholic. And you write a lot of great stuff on religion and Catholicism, but also on religious liberty. And if people of all faiths do not understand the attack that is happening on religious freedom right now, well, I don't think the Power Hour listeners are having that problem. But tell us a little bit about what you thought, kind of a wrap-up, since now the Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett is going to the whole Senate this week. Tell us what you thought of last week's Dog and Pony Show.
Well, those are well-chosen words. It was more, sort of a cross between a zoo exhibit and a circus, where really more like, I remember I used to go to the Central Park Zoo. I wanted to go to the monkey house. That was my exciting thing. I wanted to see the monkey house. The problem with monkeys is that sometimes they throw their poop. And the Democrats struck me were throwing their poop at the wall to see what would stick. But then hasn't that been their approach since election night 2016? Throwing
all of it.
Random yes. attacks, whatever, just throw as much poop as possible. Don't even pick the poop up and test its quality, give it a squeeze, see how sticky. No, just keep throwing poop, keep it up, keep throwing it at the wall. Eventually something will stick, and you will wear people down, and you will cancel the effects of the 2016 election, which is what the last 4 years have been. The first, it was fake Russians faking the voting machines, then it was Russian interference, then it was Russian collusion, then it was one phone call to a prosecutor in Ukraine, which now we find out was completely legitimate because Joe Biden was in with the Ukrainians and the Chinese up to his eyeballs. So if the confirmation of Barrett was just a part of it, you don't have the right to appoint a Supreme Court justice. It's illegitimate because, and then they flip through the book, it's an election year. it was illegitimate last time. They flipped through the book because he might have led a teenage rape gang. The left is so transparent. I wonder if the American people are just exhausted and beaten down, you know, like the citizens of a totalitarian country who've been pummeled with propaganda incessantly to the point where they don't even care what's true. They just want peace and quiet.
Well, and I think that's part of the plan, actually, is, I mean, there's out-and-out bribery going on. In my monologue, I didn't have even time, because there's so much going on, to point out something that HuffPo or whoever it is who owns AOL now, yes, I really do still have AOL. There's an out-and-out bribery. I'm going to just read you the headline, John, so you can hear this. It's unbelievable. Headline, a blue wave on election day may unleash $2.5 trillion in stimulus, Goldman Sachs says. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I mean, that's like saying, vote for us, we'll pay you. Vote for us, we will stop all the violence and the insanity and the chaos that we ourselves have been inciting for the last 8 months. Just give us power and you'll be peace. You'll have peace. Of course.
Wow.
People like that.
Why don't they literally ride through the streets in a circus train throwing bread? Just bread and circuses together.
Bread,
I have the Ringling Brothers.
What difference does it make? Yeah, bread, poop. I think you are insulting chimpanzees and other animals who don't always throw as much poop, I'm sorry, as these Democrats are doing.
You're right. And yeah. Speaking of animals, you know how Cory Booker likes to call himself Spartacus?
Yes.
I always call him Incitatus, which is the name of the horse that Caligula appointed to the Senate. Because he was so unsuited to the grand role he assumes for himself. So I think Barrett's going to be confirmed, and the Democrats have already said, well, we're going to pack the Supreme Court in revenge, as if they wouldn't anyway. I've got a piece at stream.org that I hope people check out called, If Americans Vote in Biden, It Means We're Surrender Lemmings. And it has the uncontroversial picture of Hitler in front of the Eiffel Tower. Because I'm making a reference to the collapse of the French in 1940. Now, we all remember that happened, but it's hard to realize how shocking it was. The French had more tanks and more planes and more men than the Germans. They had been seen as a massive military power. Their collapsing in 4 or 5 weeks was a total shock, especially since just 26 years before, they had fought to the tooth and nail against the Germans in World War I, enthusiastically and united as a country. But in 1940, the French were so divided among themselves. They were so, that for years, to the left and right alike had been saying that the government of France was illegitimate. On the far left, the communists, on orders from Stalin, had been disrupting defense industries. Because remember, at that time, Hitler and Stalin were allies. On the far right, you had anti-Semites who were pro-German, who actually, they hated the French prime minister. You know Trump derangement syndrome? Well, they had Léon Blum derangement syndrome. And some people on the far right in France, we used to joke, better Hitler than Blum. Well, France collapsed in 6 weeks, and the far-right people became collaborators of the Nazis and used that to gain power over the country where they couldn't win elections. Let's think about America. 20 years ago, we were hit with a terror attack on 9/11. We united as a country. We pulled together.
Yes.
Invaded Afghanistan. We maybe did too many things. Maybe we did some things that didn't even make sense, but we were not divided among ourselves. This year, a Chinese bioweapon attack hits us. We know this Wuhan, this COVID virus, which should be called the Wuhan flu.
Yes.
We know it originated in
Trump
a Chinese bioweapons lab.
It was called a xenophobe, of course.
Right. We know it originated in a Chinese bioweapons lab. We know that when it escaped, the Chinese lied to the world for months as it spread. We know that they shut down all travel in China between Wuhan province and the rest of China. And we also know they continue to let people fly out of China and out of Wuhan all around the world, spreading the disease. The Chinese government made a conscious decision that it should not suffer alone, that its rivals, its enemies, would have to suffer too. So when Donald Trump tried to stop the virus from coming in, when he tried to shut down flights in January, Joe Biden and the Democrats opposed him. They called him a xenophobe. Now then the disease hits us, and the disease is intended to destroy our economy, to drag our economy down to the Chinese level, because if they're going to have the virus, damn it, so is the West. Well, what do the Democrats do? They adopt this insane lockdown strategy to destroy the economy. Why do they do it? Because they want Trump to lose. So you have,
well, of course. But think
about it. Imagine if on 9/11 the Democrats had helped the effects of Al-Qaeda's attacks. Imagine if they had, like, shot down more planes or blown up more buildings in order to help Al-Qaeda maximize the impact of its terror attack just because they wanted to beat George Bush. They didn't. They didn't do that. But they did it this time. If you think of this virus as a Chinese terror attack, you realize the Democrats have been making it worse on purpose. And now we find out that Joe Biden is on the take from the Chinese regime. His son is demanding $10 million bribes from Chinese communist companies, and his father is taking half. All of that is on these emails, all of which are authentic. Even the Biden campaign doesn't say that they're inauthentic. It doesn't say they're false. We have other people on the email chain who said, yes, we verified these are real emails. And yet the media won't report on it, and they're closing down. Like, they kicked the New York Post. The New York Post, America's oldest newspaper, they kicked it off Twitter for reporting on these emails. Does that make you suspicious?
No, not at all. Let's slow down a little bit. We have some time, the luxury of time that I don't always have with you on one of the other shows that I do, because the segments are very short, so we have a great luxury of a little bit of time here in the Power Hour. I wanted you to spout off, because you are so knowledgeable of history, so knowledgeable of what's going on. I mean, I've never seen anybody write any more than you do. So, you know, kudos.
Five
columns a week at the stream. So here's the thing. We have such a chasm, such a Grand Canyon difference between people who are knowledgeable, who understand economics and history, which your history is way better than mine, because I went to a government school and it was better then than it is now. And so, look at it, took you a while to explain the level of propaganda, the level of censorship that's going on here in order to understand. I mean, it's overwhelming to those who are paying attention, like Power Hour listeners, that a good many people have been co-opted and literally working with the Chinese against Americans. I mean, we could point to Obama, who was working with Iran against Americans. We have a government full of deep state traitors, okay? So how? I know it's a tough question, and you write so much. Maybe I can ask you, here's my confession, John Zemirak. How do we get our friends, our relatives, people in our sphere of influence to understand that this is a matrix of false information? Hey, doggy, I got one at home too. How do you do that when it's so overwhelming, John?
Right. I guess you grab one strand of it and you show how it unravels. And I think using the Hunter Biden emails might be a way to do that. Look, the FBI had these emails Senator Mike Lee, allegedly a Republican, had these emails. They prove that it was totally legitimate for Trump to ask the Ukrainians to investigate Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. That phone call was 100% legitimate. That phone call was the predication for the impeachment of the President of the United States. Mike Lee, a Republican senator, sat there and let his president be impeached in an effort to remove him from office and did not reveal this information. The Trump White House did not have this information. This information proves that impeachment was a complete fraud and that not just Ukraine, but China, our political enemy, the origin of this virus, was behind a massive bribery attempt to a sitting vice president. When that information, in order to cover that information up, the Democrats tried to remove Trump from office. The media won't allow them to report on this, and the FBI sat on it. Right. What do you think that means?
Right. So, John, here's an interesting thing. I hope that I can remember this. Two rules for people who, you know how everybody looks at things in their own special way in order to ascertain truth or fiction. Some of us are better at it than others. Some of us prove correct more than others. And in this case, whenever a giant conglomerate is trying so hard to censor information, that's the information you ought to pay attention to. That's number one.
That's right.
You know, if they're saying that the moon is made of green cheese, I'll bet they wouldn't censor that information. But this is deadly information to their campaign, to their agenda, and so they censor it. That's outrageous. The other thing I'll think about in a minute, I'll let you comment.
The thing that they're trying to shut you up about, whatever Twitter is banning people for saying is probably the most important thing anyone is saying. Whatever Facebook is kicking you off for saying that, you know, I mean, they allow Iranian propaganda. They allow anti-Semitic lunacy. They allow crackpot conspiracy theories. They don't care. That doesn't threaten anyone, they think.
Not at all.
But yes, but if you print the truth,
go ahead. Yeah.
If you print the truth, so whatever gets them squealing the loudest, whatever gets them to call you a Russian asset, whatever gets them to mention Vladimir Putin, that you're like the dentist. That's the tooth that hurts. That's where the rot is. Because when they start accusing you personally and attacking you and trying to destroy you, bing, 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 bing.
People should realize, even individually, that is the kind of healthy provocation that gets results. If there are people that are absolutely hardcore and their hair goes on fire, which is what Trump has been doing for the last almost 4 years now, is putting the left's hair on fire, then you know you're over the target. The other thing
When Kanye West started talking about Planned Parenthood building its clinics intentionally in black neighborhoods because it was founded by white racists to eliminate all races except the Northern European race, which Margaret Sanger admired the most. When he started talking about that and giving truthful facts, that's when people started saying, oh, he's mentally ill. He's having a nervous breakdown. He needs to be hospitalized. He needs to be institutionalized involuntarily. Ding, ding, ding. That's when you know something important is being said.
I'll tell you another ding, 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 John Zemirak. You're so much fun to talk to. And that is that as a social worker, I see the kind of projection that is beyond all reason. It's not an accident that they chose conspiring with Ukraine as their accusation, as their flimsy, stupid, ignorant, and totally baseless accusation that Trump needed to be impeached, removed from office for colluding with Ukraine. Okay? And this is straight out of Saul Alinsky, isn't it? This is what you do.
Yeah.
You accuse other people. Let me give you an example of something that I wrote.
Accuse them of what you're doing. That's the key thing. You accuse them of what you are doing. Okay, give the example.
This happens in strategies large and small. I happen to hail from northern Colorado, And there have been, and I am going somewhere with this, I promise you, Patriot gatherings in near the Capitol in Denver, where Antifa and Black Lives Matter radicals, many of them white, by the way, and young women, go there, and this is what they do. While they're hitting people who are doing nothing, they're screaming, "Get your hands off me! Get your hands off me!"
Right.
This
right,
is how
right.
they are trained. Victimhood,
yep.
victimhood, victimhood. Do to them and claim they did it to you. This is pure, hardcore communist propaganda to create victims out of criminals and law-abiding citizens into criminals. I mean,
that's exactly, and you know, the Nazis did it before. The Nazis did it before. Yeah. Joseph Goebbels said, the bigger the lie, the more persuasive it is, because ordinary people can't believe that you would lie about something this huge. They're just not used to dealing with sociopaths. And if you're a full-on sociopath, you gain a certain advantage because people don't really expect that their neighbors and their leaders have no conscience at all, and are just have a ruthless hunger for power at any cost. And I think that's what we've seen about Joe Biden from the Hunter emails, is that he exploited yes. his drug addicted, mentally broken son, who should probably be in a rehab clinic for life. He exploited him as the middleman, the bagman, for millions of dollars in bribes from the Chinese Communist Party and from corrupt businesses in Ukraine. I mean, how else does a senator who earned $170,000 a year live in a house that looks like it was built by Frank Lloyd Wright, have four houses? Yeah. How does a drug-addicted young man like Hunter, who after his brother dies of brain cancer, goes and sleeps with his brother's widow, and then goes on a 30-day crack binge. All of that is real. Was on a 30-day crack binge, hooks up with the grieving widow of his barely cold dead brother. This guy is on the boards of like six or seven multi-billion-dollar energy companies around the world just because his father happens to be vice president. But there's nothing corrupt there. Now we have an email showing that Hunter Biden sold access to the vice president of the United States for cash to a Ukrainian energy company. We have proof of it.
You know what's even worse? I mean, I can't say it's even worse. I mean, every time you think something's even worse, it's like massively worse. And that is that this is a standard operating procedure. If anybody thinks that this is the first time they've ever done that sort of thing, it's like looking at a child molester and saying, oh, well, this is the first time he ever did that. No, I'm
That's
sure
right.
there's
That's
a
right.
pattern of behavior. This is standard operating procedure for a good many politicians. I won't say it's only on the left, but they seem to specialize in this. Isn't it very similar to what Hillary did, for which we still
yeah.
haven't seen the emails, but they will come out? It is self-enrichment in order to sell out the American people with the power that they have, the abuse of power. Let me ask you, since you are so knowledgeable, the whole Faustian bargain that communists do in order to infiltrate, it's clear that the infiltration, we will be talking about to Trevor Loudon, I think, let's see, in the top of the next hour. It is stunning to me that they always play on your biggest weakness, your biggest fear, your greatest vice, whether it's recognition, you want power, you want money. They're ready to co-opt you. Have you written about that, and do you have any thoughts on that? Because, you know, it's sort of, it seems to be a rule.
The left is an opportunistic virus, and it looks for weaknesses. And if your weakness is greed, it will exploit that. If you, right now, I think it's assumed that most Americans' weakness is fear. They're afraid of dying of this virus, and they're desperate to do anything to protect themselves against this virus, where for a long time there was no reliable information about how it spread or how dangerous it was. The Democrats viciously exploited that to sabotage the economy. Again, imagine if after 9/11, the Democrat politicians had blown up 10 more American skyscrapers and down 10 more American planes to help al-Qaeda maximize the impact of its terror attack. That is what the Democrats did with this virus. It's hard to wrap your head around how cynical these people were, but let me give you the one fact that proves it. In
real quick, I've got less than a minute.
Why dump virus patients in nursing homes to kill the old people?
Yes.
Except to run up the numbers of the virus victims so that you can close the economy and beat Trump. That's how cynical the Democrats are. They killed grandmas and veterans to win votes.
This is Nazi stuff. I mean, most people do not want to believe that of their government or their fellow citizens. John Zemirak, boy, this half an hour went fast. Tell everybody how they can read your mounds and mounds of writings 5 days a week.
Stream.org. Stream.org. I write 5 times a week. Look me up. Thank you so much.
I will. Thank you, John Zemirak. Can't wait to talk to you again. You're listening
Bye-bye.
To the Power Hour here, and it's filling in for Daniel Brigman, Karen Cataline, having so much fun. We're going to take a top of the hour break, and when we come back, we're going to have the pleasure of talking to Trevor Loudon. You are not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Manna Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.